This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Another late blown loss and can't close it out last night. Get outscored 35-20 in the fourth quarter in Milwaukee. And Tyler Herro had 40 points. But the Milwaukee bench also, which we're going to get into, part of the problems there. 34-12, they got outscored last night. So we got some guys that have just done some absolute disappearing acts. And if you ever wonder, no matter what Spo says, I love Spo, I do. And I know he's got to spin this, and I know this has been a difficult year with the Jimmy Butler stuff and now trying to get all these guys going. But you got a couple guys that have headed south on you that were players you were really counting on. Jaime Jaquez, what happened to Jaime Jaquez? What happened to this guy we talked about? What a steal in the first round out of UCLA and all that experience. He's a Heat guy. And then on top of that, Terry Rozier. Supposed to be that missing piece last year. Oh, no, don't worry about free agency this year. We got him late last year. He got hurt. But he's going to be back, and he's going to really fit in. Doesn't fit in. And by the way, you know how I know? Because they're losing playing time. And I don't want to hear about matchups night to night, and we're going to rotate different guys. And Spo does do this now. Spo, you can be starting, you can be the sixth man, and you can go one night. He goes, you're the 11th man, you ain't playing tonight, because it's not style that we're going to be facing. It just doesn't match up. But I think it's fair to say right now that a combination of Jimmy Butler, and by the way, if you watch any of the Golden State game, they got a lot better with Jimmy Butler on that team. They are playing a lot better. Everybody that Jimmy plays with.
I just don't know what the vision was for this team, Joe, because they had to know when they did, you know, decided not to sign Jimmy to the extension in the offseason. They had to know this was going to happen, right? I doubt that front office, they're very smart over there. Those guys know what the hell they're doing. There's no way they thought to themselves, this guy will play his ass off and we'll figure it out at the end of this, you know, next year. I can't imagine they thought that.
That would be the interesting question,
right?
Do you think they did?
I can't imagine that would be. Jimmy's a rough, you know, we're talking about mentally tough. Like, that's not exactly his strong suit.
Well, the thing about
he's
Jimmy,
got a little Tyreek in him, but.
So Jimmy is not like he's taking 18 shots a night now. And
no, he seems to fit in well over there.
He does that 5-for-8, shoots makes all 8 free throws. You look up, he's got 18, 19, 20, 22, 23 points.
Maybe he doesn't want to be the best player on his team. I don't know.
Well, so
he's certainly not on that team. But.
Well, I have a theory on that, and the theory is that he's got a lot of respect for Draymond Green and obviously the greatest three-point shooter of all time in Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So when he comes in there, and I don't think he had any kind of, he didn't have that same respect for the guys here that he has there, because they've won and they've done something he hasn't been able to do. And so.
So what is the vision for this Heat team? Because essentially, this is what they are. They're a .500
I hope.
Play-in team. Well, they're not going to fall out of the play-in, right? Because they're not going to get caught by the Nets.
No, there's some really bad teams at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, the Sixers are about to shut down Embiid, and that thing's a disaster.
Yeah, if you want to feel better about your team, you just look at Philly. Yeah. And, like, what were they thinking? Like, they're shocked now that his knee got even worse?
Well, this guy's career has got to be damn near over, right? And it's unfortunate because if you look at that guy's body, I mean, he's an enormous human being to put that kind of pressure on the body. I'm guessing is not easy, but
I loved the report last night that says, yeah, Embiid is he's had every kind of knee operation and everything, yeah, whatever that's out there that's creative and new and technology he's had done to that knee, and they're like, I don't know what's left except he just can't play. The general manager came out last night and goes, yeah, he's just you guys are right, he doesn't look anything like he used to. And so they're in big trouble. But getting back, so the Jimmy Butler thing is really, really frustrating. Like, the guy didn't want to be here, and he did everything possible, and it worked, and he got to go to Golden State, and they're obviously a lot better team, and hell, they're playing great. They're playing great right now and actually blowing people out most nights. So, but I don't know. It'd be a great question, Pat. Any regrets about not giving him his extension? Now, I know what Pat's thinking is he's hoping one of these big names, the Greek Freak or somebody else, goes, this team is not very good, and he can jump back in on the party of a big splash. But right now, that group, and again, if you had everybody playing at a high level, you know, maybe. But I just named two guys you were really counting on, unless I'm missing something. Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez have not been very good, to put it nicely.
And it's funny you bring up Milwaukee, because I think not ending up with Damian Lillard was like the kiss of death here for this team, right? Remember how that looked like it was going to be good to go? And, man, if you would have brought in that guy, this thing would have been much different.
Clutch, shoot, yep. Son of a gun, man.
He plays. It would have been so much different if you would have found a way to get that guy in here.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, and here you are, 26 and 29.
So what's the vision, though, is what I'm asking. Like, I don't understand what they are trying to accomplish. They have the same core of guys. They're a 500 team. They've been a 500 team for a while now.
Which
is unusual for the Heat, right? That's not their standard over there.
The last few years has not been, although they were 10 games over 500 last year by the end of the year. But
you know what I mean. A play-in team.
No.
Right?
I think they thought this group would get better as a group and play better without, you know, and they were hoping Bam and Tyler would take it to the next level and be able to carry it, and then other guys would pick up their game around them. And honestly, Khalil's kind of leveled off, to put it nicely. Let's be honest. They just haven't gotten a lot from a lot of guys right now outside of Bam and Tyler. And so the other guys you're kind of counting on, their development, which the Heat take a lot of, you know, really have, and been able to get a lot of the culture and getting the most out of every player. And boy, they got some guys that are just, when you start losing playing time, this is not just somebody making it up. But when I see Spo not playing guys and dropping down the bench, coming off the bench instead of right off the bench, but later, it's all you need to know. It's just all you need to know right now. So, Woody, this is going to be a rough one this year, man. This is beat up on the week and hang in there against beat up on the teams that are struggling, and then hang in there. Try to get a couple against the.
Well, you're locked in. I mean, you're locked into a play-in spot essentially, right?
Well, you hope.
I mean, you got five and a half games on the Nets, and the Sixers are going to tail off. The Raptors are out.
Yeah,
so you don't really have any risk of getting caught here, which is good, but
the problem is you're not beaten. Please don't come in here to tell them. I watched Cleveland and Boston.
I don't think the
Heat
will be a tough out. I really don't.
I thought you just said a week ago you thought they would be.
Yeah, I did, but I mean, this is, well,
quick change.
I thought guys like Terry Rozier, I thought guys like,
what do you think,
Jaime,
he start
Jaquez,
playing better? He's been bad all
I don't
year
know, because they got a bigger opportunity now. I don't know what happened to these guys, man. Terry Rozier put up numbers. when he was the guy, and he seemed like he would get a bigger role now with Jimmy gone. I thought everyone would step up a little bit.
Yeah, well, that hasn't happened. And tonight at Atlanta, and like I said, you got a whole bunch of home games coming up, and we'll see. But how many games have they lost in the fourth quarter, by the way? Had leads and can't hold them.
Yeah.
When all the big guys come in and start knocking down, then the bench last night just got exposed, 34-12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That's brutal, man.
So they always put the last 10 games on the standings. The Heat are 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah.
That's brutal, man.
Not good. Hey, you know another one here that we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, get you all caught up on everything over the weekend. And so the combine is going to start Thursday, which is, you know, I don't know how much you watch. The whole thing's on NFL Network, and you can watch all your favorite players no matter where you went to school and how they run and what everybody says about them, and they'll interview them and all those things. Kind of a big deal for, you know, if you're a hardcore fan, and if not, you just kind of like to know how your guys are doing. You know, a guy that didn't even get invited. This is weird. Hadn't got invited to, I don't think, any of the All-Star games. I don't think, because I haven't heard his name, but of all the guys that get invited to the Combine, and there's a lot of guys, Simeon Barrow, who played defensive tackle, was one of their big gets out of the transfer portal. And by the way, not a bad player for most of the year. Not invited to the combine. Now, I don't know, is the guy hurt? Nobody talks about him. He was first team all ACC, and nobody talks about this guy. 290 pounds in a four-man front, because he's about 290 pounds. I think he'd be fine. I think in the system that the Dolphins run, it's a little flexible there. He's kind of that size guy. But it's the weirdest thing. Simeon Barrow. I got to ask you guys, how did you think Simeon Barrow played last year? I'm just curious. Had 5.5 sacks. Ended up having a really good year for a guy who plays inside. You probably can remember some of the plays. He had some big-time plays. He had some games where he struggled against the run like everybody else on that team. But the Simeon Barrow thing, not getting invited. Like, there's guys getting invited to Combine that aren't going to get drafted. I look at Simeon Barrow. They say he's going to be a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick, sixth. Some have him going in the seventh round. And remember, we had this a couple years ago. Woody, do you remember the defensive tackle had a big, big year and played great, got injured at the end of the year, and he never got drafted? He was unbelievable. And we thought he might be a second-round pick, and he went undrafted. Now, he disappeared in his workouts, didn't do anything, didn't show up. Apparently, I don't know what advice he got on the way he handled after the football season, but it was – He wrote a book on all the wrong moves of things that he did. But the Simeon Barrow deal is really weird. Like, I was just looking at all the guys that Canes are going to have a lot of guys there. They got three wide receivers, their running back, their quarterback, their tight end, one of their offensive linemen, a linebacker. Maui Noah is going to be there, of course. Their kicker, considered to be Borgalis, one of the best kickers in the country, probably going to kick in the NFL next year. And then you, I'm like, Simeon Barrow, like, it's weird. Just a weird one. All right. We got to go to break here. We got more on Tyreek Hill. When we come back, we want to talk. Find out what you think about. Heard a lot of people go trade him. Trade Tyreek Hill. I've had enough. And I was like, well, not me.
Is that what they're saying to you out there?
Yes.
Okay. They have a solution of some sort?
Just
trade him? Figure it out?
When you don't want to be on somebody's team.
Sounds like what I say.
When you don't want to be on somebody's team, go. Get what you can for him. Let's move on. And I said, look at
that. You can't do that, though,
if you're trying to win, and you're still trying to win, there ain't – you already got lots of holes in this team. This is a Swiss cheese-looking roster right now. There's holes everywhere.
You have a quarterback that has significant limitations. You cannot get rid of your best receiver.
No, I agree.
Unless you have someone to replace him with. You want to draft? I mean, you want to draft the guy in the first round?
You
want to go receiver in the first round?
So the big thing is you can't let him run your team, though. And I don't know how you change all that. I don't know, like...
It's funny, because I listen to Bo, and he goes, he can't be a captain. I go, well, yeah, he kind of has to be. And I think we all learned our lesson with Jimmy.
I'm not going by that.
Why not? They're the same guy. You brought Jimmy back from his suspension, and you said, you're not starting. All right, great. Okay. You know what you did? You screwed it up, because now he took his ball, he went home, and that was it. And you never saw him again. You can't screw with these guys.
Well, I blame the Heat. The Heat created the monster to start.
Yeah, and the Dolphins have created a monster as well.
And they have.
And you cannot screw with these guys. We're in an era, like it or not, where these guys have very fragile egos, and you just can't screw with them.
You got a handful.
Don't you agree, though?
No,
I
don't want him to be the captain.
I know it bothers you. I'm not saying do you want him to be the captain. I'm saying do you want him to be happy? Do you want him to not?
He should be happy.
Take a blowtorch to this locker room.
He got a bunch of guaranteed money, and I think he's embarrassed about his numbers this year, and I think he wants to be really good. The question is, the big question is going to be, how much can Mike change and try to get control of this friggin' team again, no matter what he says? Like
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.